mobile low-bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Hey. Hey, you. If you're listening to this and don't want to hear expletives, you probably shouldn't listen to it. It's gonna get interesting.
Hey, guys. This is Darker Show, author of Ruin. And you're listening to Geek.io, where you put geek in and geek out.
Mobile audio stream enabled at mobile.alphageekradio.com. Chat room enabled at geek-io.com/live. Geek.io initialized.
We're geeking out across the globe, so tuck in and hold on to your butts. It's time for the Geek.io show.
Geek.io, put geek in and geek out.
Welcome to Geek.io, your weekly dose of tech-breaking goodness, episode 59, recorded Thursday the 24th of April 2014. I am your host, Animated Loki, singing a jaunty pirate tune.
I don't have anything exciting to say, but I'm Alexandra Scholl.
I'm playing with sparkles.
I'm messing up Wirecast.
And I'm wrestling my training in the Outback.
Hey,
but you're not doing it with your sparkly hat, so it doesn't count.
Well, that was exciting. Joining us this week, Alex. Because Marley decided a good idea to go out into the sun, even though I've told her about 27 times not to.
Marley is fair-skinned like I am and should know better.
Okay. So you're probably asking yourself, why didn't Jared Acevedo come after me? And why the pretty lady named Alex did? Well,
Jared's been meaning to tell you, but...
Yeah. Things and stuff. So, Jazz decided it was a good idea to inconvenience me, and his wife had a baby.
We Acevedo gave him no warning.
No.
He didn't give him 9 months warning or anything. It's horrible.
He actually only gave us about 7 months warning, you know?
Yeah.
Still not quite enough for CJ, apparently.
Right.
No,
right.
No. Katie had the baby, Reese, and they're all doing well.
He's so cute.
It is.
Like, and it's a wonderful thing that Katie's genes are strong. So yeah, we're giving him some time off so he can spend time, you know, sleeping when he can and spending time with his lovely family.
Change him poopy
or diapers. As the case might be, today he was out playing in the pool with Miss Bella, giving mommy and baby a quiet time.
That's good.
You know, that is not Bella, a bad deal. You know,
Bella needs daddy time. Still daddy's girl. You know, it's, you know, he deserves some time off. He works his butt off, both, you know, on the show and in his real world job. So, you know, I had no problem. You know, obviously, you know, he needs to take some time off, spend some time with that lovely family of his. And in the meantime, we're going to do some visiting with our family over the next month or so. And fortunately for us, Miss Alex so graciously agreed to help us out by being the temporary hostess with the mostest.
Thank you. I'll hopefully be able to fill that space and be adequate.
Filling Jazz's space may or may not be difficult. I'm not sure if the correct answer
is. If you stay awake, you're already succeeding more than I typically do.
I think I can manage how many times
I've fallen asleep on the show.
The easier answer is how many times have you not fallen asleep on the show?
That was at the 3.5, nearly 4 hour Doctor Who special, so I don't blame you.
See, at least somebody doesn't blame me. not only that, but you know, 17 credits in 7 classes is just bloody insane.
Jeez. Yeah, I don't know how you're doing that.
Jared's like, okay, you're done talking about me. I'm going to bed.
Fine then. God.
Have dreams of us or nightmares. Usually nightmares.
Or nightmares. Yeah, have nightmares from me.
Now he's asking for Twinkies. Are you going to bed or getting a snack? Come on.
Come on now.
Hostess with the mostest.
I forgot it's a
Twinkies.
Minute behind.
Yeah,
so he's
right.
Everything that he's going to get this after we go to bed. Yeah. After he goes to bed.
Although he's still in the dock, so he really should just go to
he's
bed.
He's not going to go to bed. He's going to stay up and be like, I need to watch it because
and give snarky comments. It'll be like how I deal with Daryl every week after the show launches.
Snarky comments about how much stuff we said wrong. That sounds
yes. right. It's fantastic. Like I realize it's Friday every time because it's starting at about 7 a.m. Sometimes earlier, I start getting messages from Daryl. Mm-hmm. So, like my notification when I get a chat is when I get a
hangover message.
Is Solid Snake getting caught in Metal Gear Solid? So I realize it's Friday when I start hearing ring, 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 and I wake up. You have 1,600 messages.
I know how I feel every single night when I wake up.
I used to use the Mario coin sound because it would repeat over itself, so it would be like bring, 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 on Group Me whenever there's a huge conversation going on. It was perfect.
After a while, did it start giving you one-ups?
No, I wish. After a while, it started giving me a migraine, so I changed Aww. Tunes.
Aww. I'm going to see if I can actually get my cell phone out of the bedroom here.
I actually, I have gotten to the point where I turn on the Do Not I downloaded the Do Not Disturb app a long time ago, after the one time that he did it at 5 a.m.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And Rachel's like, who the fuck keeps messaging you?
No, like, it was whose balls am I going to rip off?
I'm like, Daryl's, because he's messaging me. It's, you know, it's noon his time. I get that. That's good, but...
Was this on your phone?
Yes.
Okay, because I was going to say it was on a computer. Oh my God, just turn that off.
Right. Or just most builds of Android now have the Do Not Disturb function built in, thankfully, but...
I downloaded a program a long time ago.
Yeah, that, it would do it for you.
It turns it off from midnight to 7 a.m., yeah. So...
Or Tasker.
That's
why
I put my phone on vibrate now or silent because I cannot deal with ding, ding, ding at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, man, it goes crazy. It just happens to work out that it's like 3 a.m. for us, or 3 p.m. for us. That's normal time.
Yeah, I know.
As the video brings up a good point, on Monday, I had, was it Monday? Yeah, it was Monday. It was 223 unread messages in our hangout for the podcast. So, because Reese was being born Sunday, or no, Monday morning,
Monday
technically.
Monday morning
at 3.
Jared was up all night with Katie, and Dale's like, it's like 2 in the afternoon, sure, why not? Like, 200 messages later, I wake up and I'm like, oh my gosh, what happened?
Yes. Oh, I was having dinner at the time, by the way. How weird is that?
Nice. Yeah, that's strange. That is strange.
Only time I've had that many unread messages is when I got my new computer and reinstalled Skype when it decided to tell me that I had messages since before I had the computer. So it's every message that I ever had ever is like, guess what you have?
Yep.
3,000 unread messages. And I'm like, no, what happened?
Okay, this is what I wake up to when everybody starts messaging in the chat.
Is that a kazoo? What is that?
Woohoo!
Oh. Sound like a kazoo.
Wow. You made Alex squeak. That was adorable.
Thank you. What?
Something about a unicorn.
Something about a
unicorn. Baby unicorn?
Something about a unicorn?
It's like a little baby unicorn.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. But old man Bugman,
I like warm hugs.
Doesn't keep up with the new kids things.
No, evidently not.
No, apparently not.
But whatever.
Well, I mean, it didn't exactly hurt that we had to describe to Budlong a masturbation joke during Airheads.
Hey.
Wait, what?
Why isn't Marlissa here for this so that we can have lots more fun?
I don't know about that.
And we had to explain a masturbation joke to Budlong.
I just had never heard it described in that. What's the word I'm looking for? It was a euphemism that I had yet heard of. So I, whatever, leave me alone.
Budlong, you and I are the same age. That's a little disturbing that I know what's going on down there and you don't.
I hadn't heard of it to be that. I hadn't heard that euphemism
sure.
before. It's fine.
Where is the show? Do we have even view of the rails anywhere?
No, because sunburn.
Oh. Sunburn.
Yeah, but yeah, baby having.
We went from baby having to masturbation jokes. I'm so sorry, Tara.
They're really closely related.
As a Vito, I love you. Don't take this the wrong way, but if you'd done the masturbation, there wouldn't be the baby.
No.
But the baby's cute, so it's acceptable.
There you go.
And by the way, folks, if you want to join the chat room, it's over. I'm actually watching the stream over at Google Plus. geek-io.com/live has a Twitch chat room. Just sign up for a free Twitch account or a Twitch account, and you can chat with us.
It seems but to just work don't if expect you have me. A Justin just, TV account.
Don't expect Rachel, because she's never
Don't expect back. Me there, because I never join it.
Because I don't have a Twitch, but I have a Justin TV, and it let me log in.
Yeah, well, it's so, the same
that
thing.
Seems, it's
same
yeah, thing. It's basically the same thing, but yeah.
Rachel's so, special. That and Rachel's painting her nails. It's pretty sparkles!
Appropriate. Well, Alex, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh my goodness, put me on the spot, why don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, because we don't do this every single week with the people coming on.
True. Let's see. I guess I should say what I do when I'm not in here, I guess. I'm an artist by trade. A sequential artist, to be precise, which is technically it's defined as any art in sequence that tells a story, but I specialize in comic books and storyboards. So I do that all day, basically. So let's see. I know there's plenty more about myself, but I just can't seem to think of it at the moment.
She does an art stream like 17 times a week.
I do it twice a week. I do it on Tuesdays and Sundays over on Justin TV /chaos_child. There you go. I promote.
There you go.
That shameless mug.
Shameless plug ahoy! Yeah.
Woo!
Shameless plug ahoy.
Yeah.
That's a good show title, actually.
Oh, we don't have Esavito here typing those in. Somebody else has to.
Yeah, Dale's got it.
Okay,
because
good.
He is intern queen.
Yes.
Hey, I kind of want to leave the one right before this as is, because it says babies being born to Master Bastion jokes.
I'm okay with that. We can paraphrase, Rachel. It's okay.
Bastion is a good game, so, you know, we got that going for us. Hey, video game talk.
Hey, video game talk.
Oh, my God.
Whoop, just kidding.
Easy, slugger.
Yeah.
Whoa.
No, I've announced. Have I announced the one thing with Alex on the network?
You have talked about it, but we haven't given dates.
Given dates or details. So.
Okay. Well, everybody's like, well, I've never, you know, Alexander doesn't post anything to your website, or you know, she's not on any of the other shows. And you are correct for now. Starting soon. TM.
Yeah.
Alex, myself, and John DePute, JD from How It Stacks, are all going to be gathering together and beating the crap out of some comics in a podcast called The Comic Alliance right here on the Geek.io network.
Yay!
Yeah, yeah.
Starting Tuesdays every once in a while, starting soonish on maybe the network.
What?
At some point.
On any number, at some point.
They're going to try and do this thing, maybe, on this potential website at
but
some future time.
It might not be run by the person announcing this.
Right.
Well, right.
It's like, we tried, and we, like, Alex and I are getting ready, and then JD's like, I can't do it this week. And then, like, I was going to do it alternatingly with Disney Geek.io, like I did with the Comic Geek.io podcast. And I'm like, that's a lot of work because it's two separate shows, and that's a lot. It's very different for those for people who don't podcast. It's actually a bit of work getting shows together.
Work.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so behind in my art streams. I archive them all and put them up on YouTube, and I've got 27 of them, and I've only got 19 up. And just up every day.
It's not. It's not easy doing these things. It's not like you know. People are like, all you do is push a button. No, not really.
No, even the show itself.
You push two buttons.
we're not talking about, you know, doing all the research, reading comics, and all that sort of fun stuff.
And if you're streaming on Alpha Geek Radio, you have to touch your butt a lot, and it just...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Touching your butt gets awkward, and yeah.
That's a shame. I don't have a butt.
I have a butt.
It's actually actually a free download. You should go check it out.
Download
you can download
now.
Your butt for free.
Yep. Currently, version 0.1.12. It's an alpha, so you know,
appropriate for Alpha Geek Radio,
right?
But it's we were gonna do stuff, and I'm like, and then I'm like, man, if I'm gonna do a podcast on Sunday nights, if I'm gonna do one every week, I'm just gonna have it be the same damn show. But I'm not ready to move Disney Geek IO to being a weekly show yet. So I'm like, what about Tuesday nights? Because that makes sense, because it's when comics come out. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, cool, let's do this. Maybe once a month-ish, maybe once every other week. I'm not sure yet. And then life happened, and then I'm like, I'm not ready to do this yet.
Right.
It's fine. You just have to tell me when you're going to, so that I can be there and not, like, miss the first episode.
No, it will be. I'll let everybody know. Expect some stuff in either June or July, because in May, Rachel and I are going on vacation, and obviously not going to be doing anything then. But probably in June or July, we'll do some stuff.
I look forward to it.
Eventually.
Sitting there,
I'm not even a part of it. I look forward to it too.
Making my professor's proud.
All right, so let's go ahead and move on into now. You can push a button.
Yay!
Gadgets, games, and gizmos.
This is Gadgets, Gays, and Gizmos.
Gadgets, Gays, and Gizmos? Wait, what?
Where we talk about whatever fabulous things we've been doing the last week.
Yes!
Fabulous!
Nice save.
No, Dale accused me of saying Gadgets, Gays, and Gizmos, so I just decided to own it.
No, it wasn't me. I put an Urban Dictionary definition in the chat, and CJ read it while trying to say Gadgets, Games, and Gizmos.
Oh, yes.
Turned into that.
All right, so I'm afraid to pick on Rachel.
She's within throwing distance.
Why are you afraid to pick on me?
Hey, Rachel,
you're within throwing distance, so he has to.
Like, seriously, look, the door is actually completely closed.
Ha ha.
That doesn't mean it can't go open.
She's been doing something.
It's not like you don't have thumbs.
This is great. This is,
yes,
this
but
is,
my nails are
awesome.
Wet, and that means that I would have to fight with the jackets on the back of the door to get to the handle.
I'm watching Dale and Budlong fight over typing something under Rachel's name.
I want the boys to tell me what I've done this weekend. I don't even know.
Something or something.
Yeah, something until Jared put in the something. H and it made some.
My something that I've been doing is I've been putting CJ to work. By that I mean, I had a video lesson that I had recorded initially back on April 4th. That
this is fun.
But Budlong will attest to the that
it
came out like that.
Yeah. The funny part was when you did that, your video pixelated, and I was getting worried.
Okay.
Sweet, it worked!
That was kind of scary.
Blaze, you're a bad influence.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, that's why we're
in rooms. Like, kick the door open. Thanks.
That's why
this is the first time Blaze is. I've seen Blaze's name in the chat room, and they already know the shtick to the show.
Mm-hmm. Wait, somebody's telling me to go beat you up?
Yes.
Now,
and kick the door open to get there.
Make fun of Dale's age, and we're good.
There you go.
She says you should kick your door down. You don't have to use your hands then. You don't have to worry about your nail polish.
A very valid point.
Mm-hmm. All I heard was you don't have to use your hands. You don't have to worry about that.
No, I very rarely have to use my hands. Thank you very much.
Hey-o.
But yes, because the equipment that a certain person told me to bring to record it, it didn't record properly, and it had to be redone because my professor couldn't hear it, any of it. because it was doing that wonderful choppy grr, 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 robot under the water and quite possibly drowning or choking on a chicken. I'm not quite sure which. So I actually dragged CJ up to school with me on Wednesday, so yesterday. And he got the tour day, my cooperating classroom teachers and my students put him through the ringer. And we finally got it recorded, and now the friggin' thing won't upload to the site that I needed to upload so it can get traded.
Not my fault.
So I've been, the reason why we actually, part of the reason why we started late is because I had to email the college tech person because my shit won't upload.
Oh, got so, it. College tech people.
They're fantastic.
Well, no, the disturbing fact is I'm actually on a first-name basis with the tech person at the college.
Oh.
So, yeah.
From friendship or from just calling that many times?
Both?
Yes, the answer
I don't
is
know
yes.
how to answer that question. The answer is yes.
Both.
No, the answer is just yes.
Yes, okay.
So I have an email into him currently saying, hi, this is what I've done, this is what I was told to do, and this is what's still not working. Fix it!
Make it go.
Fortunately, he knows that I'm not a stupid person when it comes to tech, and he knows that my husband is a tech person, so he usually just goes, just do this. It usually equates to, just send it to me and I'll fix it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Usually.
I assume you've tried all of the normal troubleshooting, and we're just going to skip that and here.
Yeah, well, I told him, I said, I've tried it in Google Chrome, and I've tried it in Internet Explorer. It's a .mov file, which means it's one of the accepted files that should upload without problem. It's not uploading without problem. Yeah. What's your next step? So we will see with that. I have this horrible urge to play DDR, and I don't think I should tell CJ this.
I miss DDR.
It's now on YouTube forever.
My DDR pad is actually, you can almost see it behind me.
You should do it. Point the webcam and have fun and upload it to YouTube.
Actually, the sad part is I probably will.
Yay!
Or CJ will.
Put it on the Geek.io site. It's fine.
Oh, God. Yeah, maybe. We'll figure it out. I've actually agreed to let CJ record me, like, really singing. So dancing might not be happening for a while.
No.
Yes, I can't believe I just admitted that on air, which means some, at some point I'm going to actually have to be like, hey, CJ, come record this.
You want to hide a body?
Yeah, we can just clip that out from earlier.
But that's not me singing for real. That's me screwing around. I have one more week of classes.
Woo!
Yeah! And then you get a break.
And I've already secured an A in one of my classes because it ended 8 weeks into the semester. It was an 8-week course cake. I am currently sitting on grades ranging from 92% to 96%.
Nice.
Wow.
So if I manage to not fail my finals, I might have a 4.0 GPA, which would make me very happy.
Yay. From the sound of things, that won't happen unless you just sleep through the exam.
Actually, with one of my professors, I probably could go in, fall asleep on the exam table, and he would not care.
He'd still give you an A, be like, oh, she's here.
Well, I've had him. I have him for one live class right now, so one class I'm physically in with him right now. I have him for one online class this semester, so I've literally got him for two classes, only one of which I see him for. And last semester I had him for an online class and a live class. So he knows my caliber of work. He knows my situation. When CJ's mom was in the hospital, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to miss class or not, but I'll be here. He goes, well, if you're here, you're not missing class. I said, I'll physically be here. My brain might be elsewhere. And he goes, that. Okay. And he actually asked me today, he goes, I haven't heard anything about your mother-in-law. Is she okay? And I said, oh, she's been home for almost 2 months now, actually. And he goes, and you never told me? And I went, I didn't think I needed to. And I also have him next semester for an online class over the summer month, so that should be interesting because...
In the best classroom ever, the internet.
What kind of...
The best classroom ever, my bedroom.
What kind of class is it?
Sleeping.
What class is it?
The one that I have next semester?
Yeah.
Is how to write an appropriate and... viable behavior intervention individualized education plan, so IEP planning.
Nice.
Okay.
So,
I love my online class at the moment. It means because I can actually cook dinner and attend the class at the same time.
See, I did my entire associate's degree online, like even my speech and my science courses, my science labs I did online, which was awesome.
Huh.
Sucks for bio because it's a little bit harder, especially when you literally get one email in an entire 16-week semester from your professor.
Jeez.
And the person doesn't email you back when you email them questions. Somehow I managed to be in the course. I was fine with that.
That sounds like that's a case where the professor decided to do the online course because he thought he could just skip it instead of visiting.
Well, I think part of the problem was this professor was an adjunct, and I don't think this professor is even in my college anymore, which is fine.
So, do I need to do this thing?
Nah. They got paid. Whatever. They got paid. I got my grade. I could care less. What else have I done this week? Oh, I'm bringing cookies to my kids tomorrow because it's one of the last days I'm with them. I'm bringing them cookies, and I'm going to buy my classroom teacher a little plant. I haven't decided what kind of plant I'm getting her, but it's gonna say I'm gonna attach a pretty card to it and say thank you for helping me grow, because I'm just stupid sentimental like that.
That's awesome.
She's been in my CCT. I know I've mentioned her before. She's this little tiny bit of a woman who is like 5'2", maybe weighs 120 pounds. She's tiny compared to me. And to see these fifth grade kids that I'm working with come in, and there's one kid that's eye to eye with me, and I'm 6'1". So he's eye to eye with me, and he's a bit of, he's a stinker. We'll use the technical term. He's a stinker. And yes, that is the technical term used in the school systems when you have an exceptionally bratty child. He's a stinker. And like, he'll say something and she'll literally just look at him and go, I don't think so. And suddenly he's like, oh, I'm sorry. Complete 180, different child. He's well behaved from the time he walks through that door and she talks to him until he goes flying down the hallway out of it. And she walks behind him and goes, stop running. And he's just like, yes, ma'am.
Wow, that's power there.
But her students have such respect for her. And the fact that she's put up with me in the classroom and let me teach these kids over the last 10 weeks it means a lot, because there's a lot of teachers that wouldn't allow, you know, starting students, especially in the first practicum, to essentially take over their room for, you know, whatever. And she actually let me sit in. Florida has the FCAT testing this past week, and actually through May 2nd. And she's allowed me to come in to work with the kids that are doing the FCAT to, you know, help her proctor and to do circulating around the room and make sure these kids are on task and all this other stuff. And she's actually given me real world experience, which has been really nice. So granted, I'm not in a real classroom because she's my resource room teacher for the school, but, you know, it's nice to see the more difficult side of things. And yeah, I'm just a sap like that. I want her job. I won't lie. I want her job. It's very nice in the back corner of the school. So yeah, there's that. And by the end of next week, I might actually have my normal mentality back, because I might actually get some sleep between now and then, and not spend, you know, 6 days in a row at Starbucks doing classwork. Which, for the record,
you'll miss those funny conversations at Starbucks, though.
Oh, yes. You saw that last night, didn't you?
Yep.
We were talking. Okay. Last night there was whipped cream and whips.
I'm intrigued.
There was the four old ladies talking about douche canoes, a.k.a. their soon-to-be ex-husbands or ex-husbands or ex-boyfriends. And, what was the other one?
I can't remember.
Oh, the random creepy dude that sat down next to me and was like, so, and they're talking about the whips and the whipped cream, and I started giggling because I had my earphones out of my ears. And he's like, well, there's conspiracy theories and blah, 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 and they tapped my cell phone. And I'm just like, you really believe
Blaze says you should just go to Dunkin' Donuts instead of Starbucks.
I thoroughly agree.
I know. Change of scenery.
See, the problem with that one is Rachel needs to have
that one, I don't get free stuff when I go there.
Well, there you go.
Headphones. Wear some tweaked headphones to block out all the extraneous crap.
I did have my tweaked headphones on, actually, and up until we started talking about whips and whipped cream.
You mentioned whips, and Rachel, even with noise-canceling earbuds, is going to catch on.
Yeah, right.
Well, it didn't help that, you know, one of my favorite baristas was working, and he's going, k-tsh, 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 like, face whipping me, and I'm like, what? And I pulled my headphones out, and he's just like, whips and whipped cream, doesn't that sound like a party? And I was like, oh, can I join? So, yeah, I end up getting pulled into random conversations, and 48-year-old creepy dude sits down next to me and starts talking about how he's lost his cell phone and if he should go buy a new one, and how there's a conspiracy theory, so maybe he really shouldn't go get a new phone because the government is tapping him. And I turned around and I said, sir, if you think the government is tapping your phone, you're probably doing something that warrants it, and you probably have bigger fish to fry than worry about if they're tapping your cell phone.
Exactly.
That's what I always say.
And he kind of shut up and left at that point.
Nice.
And then I went back to talk about whips and whipped cream, and then there was the douche canoe thing, and I was just like, really? Somebody other than me says douche canoe? That's a little disturbing.
I say that, actually.
But to hear, like, a 40-something-year-old woman going, well, my ex-husband, the douche canoe that he was, and I was like, what?
I wonder if she got that from her kid.
I don't know.
Probably.
I'm kind of hoping that was the case, but, yeah.
If not, that's still glorious, though.
There was one other thing. Oh, yes, I royally screwed up my presentation for my comprehension lesson plan, although my class really liked the story.
For those
that were around last week, I was playing with this book, I Need My Monster, by Amanda Knoll, and it's really stupidly cute. Daryl, this is the one that I was telling you about.
That's adorable.
It really is, and his monster goes on vacation. Actually, no, his monster goes fishing. And my son has decided that mommy needs to read the book with the voices.
Aww.
So I do different voices for all of them, and of course I like hear my voice out yesterday or Tuesday in class, because there's the one female monster, Cynthia, who kind of sounds like the sisters in The Simpsons. The two heavy smoking sisters in The Simpsons. CJ, what are their names?
Oh, God, they're not just sisters.
The Bouvier twins, which is great considering they're not.
They really are the Bouvier twins, aren't they?
Yes.
What's their last name? I just don't remember their first names, though.
Not Midge, maybe?
Hold on a second.
Shina and Shana?
No. Marge's sisters.
Yeah.
If only Jerry we had these Harry? Magical, mystical things.
Patty and Selma.
There we go.
That sounds right. Selma.
Thank you, Google.
Yay, Google.
I was Googling, too.
I was faster.
I threw my voice out doing Cynthia, which is the monster's name, is Patty and Selma. And, of course, they always sound so happy.
Oh, jeez.
Hearing my classmates chortle in the background was great. And the only thing that I need to change about my lesson plan, according to my classmates, is pick more boring books because you make us look bad.
Aww.
I was like, I'm sorry. Yeah, find worse books so we don't look so bad. Otherwise, great job.
But then you can just make entertaining voices out of those bad books.
That's the bad thing is
entertaining
because
books.
I've got the theater background that I've got. I probably would just do bad voices on all of them. Did bad voices for Harry Potter when I was reading it in school. So, the heck, why not?
Wait, what?
That's the proper way to read a book.
What? Hold on. Breaking news. Beep, 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 beep.
Beep, 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 beep.
Because it's relevant. Gem and the Holograms movie has its four leads.
Huh? It's getting a movie?
Aubrey Peebles, best known for a role in TV's Nashville, will play Gem, Disney's star. Okay. Stephanie Scott is Gem's sister, Kimber. Aurora Piriniru, Pretty Little Liars, is Shauna, and Haley Kiyoko, Lemonade Mouth, is Asia. John M. Chu is directing a script by Ryan Laundrels. The director posted a photo of the full Gem and Holograms movie cast, which you can check out below.
Oh, dear God, thank you. It's not Michael Bay. He's not allowed to destroy anymore of my childhood.
Could you imagine that?
The link is in our geek-io.com/live chat room.
Oh, that one? Okay, great.
Yeah, CJ, if you could just pop that over to me, that'd be great. Actually, that is relevant to me because Alex, I don't know if you noticed, but my name is actually Gemini in most things.
Yeah, I can see it hovering by your face, actually.
Hovering by your face.
It's a little name tag thing. It's all fancy.
Okay. I can lower third, and
made it twinkle.
I can make one of those for you. I just didn't.
You should probably do that since she's going to be with us for like 2 months.
Yeah.
Yay!
Hey, if I go even more silent for the next 5 minutes, ignore it.
He's off researching those strange innuendos that we create.
I'm making a lower dictionary. I give up.
Oh, I actually have a friend who completely misses like every innuendo, and he keeps saying tons of them, and we all start laughing. He's like, "What?" And I'm like, "Did you just completely miss everything you just said in the last 5 minutes?" He's like,
there's a Friday the 13th television series apparently too. I should stop being on Facebook during the show.
Yes, CJ.
She's getting so much nice news from it.
Yeah, that's a first.
I find the trending Facebook topics since they've changed over to that a lot more relevant than any other hot on Google or trending topic on frickin' Twitter.
That's true.
Mainly because it's so very, it gives a very quick little snippet. And it's like, oh, okay. I click it, and then there's actually news articles that pop up. And now, you know, people swearing for 140 characters.
Yay! I'm pointing out the fact that it is not yet on IMDb. Just putting that out there.
I put a link. I don't know if it's the link in our chatty chit-chat there, Rachel, because CJ is holding it hostage.
Slash link. Slash loot. Slash film. Damn it!
Slash loot. Slash loot.
Geek-io.com/loot. Just putting that out there.
Okay. Oh, wait.
Shameless plug ahoy!
Yeah, shameless plug ahoy!
Hey! Right. Actually, no. It's due out 2016.
Cool. So, Rachel, what else? Going on?
For the record, it's still not recognizing how to upload it. Piece of shit.
Anyway.
So, Dale, what are you up to?
Oh, hi there.
Hi, Dale!
Hi. I haven't really had a good week this week. I'm not going to get into why, but
everybody
I thought, yeah.
Look at Dale.
Aw, I'm sorry.
Yeah, everyone look at Dale's picture. Everyone look at Dale's picture, because he's not a...
Not look at Dale, lick a Dale.
Oh, lick a Dale. Well, that's even worse.
Love you, Dale.
Love you, Dale. So to kind of cheer me up, I thought it'd be a great idea to go watch The Amazing Spider-Man.
The second one?
Spider-Man, yeah, the second one.
Larry Spider-Man.
I'm so excited to see that.
It's already out here. It's been out here for 2 weeks now, Pinky, I think.
Pinky, yeah. Pinky,
Pinky. Not out over
You're
here
in the future. You're excused. Lucky. Stop bragging.
I absolutely loved it, by the way. It's that movie, it's fan-fucking-tastic. So
now, I'm excited to hear that because Spider-Man is my favorite superhero.
Oh my gosh.
There was a great conversation that happened in our chat between Dale and I last night. Hey, you know, tell me if it has something to do with the death of Gwen Stacy's story.
Yeah, shut up.
That was my first comic book I ever read. My grandma bought that for me when I bought the hardcover when I was six. It was also the first fictional thing I've ever wept at. Yeah. But he goes, okay, what should I look for? And I'm like, the death of Gwen Stacy?
I also have nothing Bridget to worry about today. I don't know if that's a spoiler or not, but yes.
It's like explaining masturbation jokes to Budlong.
Well, hey. First, never mind.
Oh God, I hope they don't do the Clone Saga.
That would be fun.
It went on forever and wouldn't die.
It's still going on, technically. Spider-Woman's still there. There's Ben Reilly or whatever heck his name is.
Yeah. Spider-Woman,
who is on again, off again, as a Peter Parker clone. And don't even get me started on the freaking Ultimate Universe. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
At least it's not as bad as any time DC says, I have an idea.
Oh.
I want to shake them and go, no, stop, just leave it alone.
Don't do anything.
Don't, it's a bad idea.
Even though it's going to make you money and that's all you really care about, right? Right.
It's not, though, at least not as much as normal. A lot of people have gotten really mad at some of the stuff they've been doing and just kind of quit reading.
That's true.
It's a shame.
At the beginning there, though. Yeah, when they... Yeah. Anyway, nice guys, I'm talking. Tune into the Comics Alliance coming soon to a podcast network on a internet. Soon.
At a time, a date. Sometime.
In the future. In the future.
Future events will be happening in the future.
Yes. Maybe. Yes. Future events will be happening in the future. Exactly. But not only was it a great movie, it was a great theater experience as well. And I said this in our management chat, but only person in the movie theater.
Awesome.
You know, mid-morning kind of screening, you would think there'd be more people in there. Nope.
No, just people me. Work, Dale.
Yeah, not on holiday time. Yeah. Time hey, I work too. I just work at night time. I know. So yeah, but it was fantastic. So I sat right in the middle of the movie theater because why not?
Awesome.
Out of all the seats I chose, I just sat right in the middle.
Did you see it in 3D?
No, I saw it in 2D.
Thank
I can't
you!
Do I can't do
3D. 3D is terrible.
Yeah. Oh. I was watching it and going, it would be better in 3D, I guess. In particular scenes would be, I don't want to say too much, particular scenes would be enhanced in 3D. But it's you get the picture with 2D.
The only thing I like about the 3D or what 3D has caused is that directors are being more interesting and creative with their shots because they're expecting the 3D. And I like that that's happening. But I've just never liked the 3D. It gives me a headache. If the projector is even a little bit, it gets all screwed up.
Right. Plus it is a 2 hour and 22 minute movie, so...
Yeah. Also tired of, like, everything at the screen. I'm like, right. Yeah, well, it's coming out in my face.
See, that's the thing. Like, a scene would have been better with that, and I know it would have been... But it wouldn't be worth the extra price just for that, though. Yeah. You get what the intent is with the 2D. Also, Budlong, can I have a clip of me saying enhanced in 3D? Thanks, that'd be great. Just clip
marking,
that out.
Marking now.
Thank you for that. Also, because I like bad movies, and that's what I do, I saw just yesterday as well the most rotten movie in our summer movie Smackdown last year. No. That would be Getaway with some unrecognizable actor and Selena Gomez. Yes, yes. Never again will I question critics' reviews of saying that that movie is worth 2%, ever. That, I didn't want to get
more
started.
More on that later.
Yeah, because if I get started on my rant about that movie, I will not stop.
Is that going to be a terrible Tuesday movie night thing?
It will be. It will be. I'm definitely putting that.
You gotta do Super Puppies or whatever I told you to do first.
Yes.
Super Puppies. One has to be, that one's to be your grand comeback one.
Oh my
yes.
God.
Yes. Even though, I think I have Inspector Gadget 2 on that list.
No. So. Super Puppies.
Wow, CJ's really demanding the Super Puppies.
Yes, you need to have that in your life.
Apparently. But no, that movie, it's not as bad as 2%. I mean, Tito score for that would be at least a 2, 3 maybe out of 10. But it's a really bad movie. It really is. But tune in to Terrible Tuesday Movie Night in the future, where
maybe.
I will be ranting about that in the future at some point on maybe. Some network, somewhere, maybe. Hey, I'm going to stop talking and throw it over to the boss man to ask what he's been doing this week.
All right. Well, before I get into my review stuff, I learned a very painful lesson on Monday.
Ooh.
I work in IT. Dropping a server on your dominant hand makes doing work very painful.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's still swollen. Like, for those who are watching video and looking, the top hand is the one I damaged, the bottom hand is the normal one, and it's still swollen. It still hurts. And I have a brace somewhere around here, and I've been wearing on and off, mainly because I like to talk with my hands, and I'm talking with my hands today, my wrist pops, and I about die in agony.
How about when you smacked your child in the head?
Yeah, my daughter's clinging onto my shirt earlier, and I'm like, get off of me, get off of me. I swat at her, and I hit her on the shoulder, and it's with my right hand. I'm like, oh, God, not worth it, not worth it.
Although she deserved it. Where is it? Look, she deserved it right here.
I can't say anything.
My black and blue.
The black and blue.
I have a friggin' egg, but like, big old honkin' friggin' egg-sized nodule on my head thanks to the butthole.
Speaking of egg-sized nodules, I've been playing...
What?
I've been playing Thief on the PC, the reboot of the Thief series. And we all know that I loves me some stealth games. I am a huge fan of the stealth genre, which is weird because I have no patience anywhere else except when I'm playing a stealth video game. But
who likes to think he's sneaky, sneaky?
Like, I can deal with a lot in stealth games, and this game is painfully slow for a stealth game.
Aww.
And, I mean, I'm probably going to play it up until Watch Dogs comes out next month. And if I'm not done with it by then, everything ends for Watch Dogs. Because that is a game I've been looking forward to for the past 3 years. And, yeah, it's finally coming out next month. Unless they delay it again. And then I will probably cry.
Aww, don't cry.
We don't want you to cry.
We don't like CJ crying because if CJ crying, it results in him getting angry, and then, that works out well.
And then JD gets fired again.
And then JD gets fired again.
Every time. You can't help it. It's like an allergic reaction. Like, it's unconscious. Yeah. It just happens.
I fire JD in my sleep.
CJ's like, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry, but mainly only if you're JD.
Fire JD. And then Daryl starts messaging me. And then I fire Daryl.
I'm just trying to think, who haven't you fired?
Budlog, because I'm afraid to fire him.
Me.
The drinking game for firing Budlong, the drinking game for Budlong is whenever I swear at Budlong. Not right. When I fire him.
Because you're afraid he might actually walk and then
like, yeah. He's like, all right, fine, peace, and then I'm free.
I'm free!
A, I'm starting my own network. B, I have all of the audio files. C, I'm using I've got the hosting on the audio file, at least for right now. So
there you go.
It would not end well.
It's called the Nerds Something Something Podcast Network.
Nerd OU.
Nerd R Us. It's Nerd R Us.
Nerd R Us.
Oh, that's good. Is that not taken already? Hold on.
All right.
If not, that's where our store is going
to
be located.
Not, you need to go and like.
Oh, nerdrus.us. Oh, really? Who does that? Why wouldn't it be nerdr.us?
Oh.
They put nerdrus.us. Wow.
That's dumb.
Wow. That's like .com.
Yes.
Well, see, we could also go for a certain podcast.
Yeah, a certain podcast network.
Oh, and their website is horrible. It's graphic design and computer repair, and it's bad.
Oh, that's just more disappointing.
I'm just going to show it. I don't even.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's, God.
Just hover.
I can't see anything. I need to turn my camera on.
Okay.
I can see it in the tiny square, and it looks really bad.
If you click on the tiny square, it makes it full screen,
tiny,
by the way.
It's a tiny square.
It's a flex square.
It's listening to people that never do Hangouts.
That's
because
just
like,
not okay.
Oh,
what the F is that?
I don't...
Your graphic design skills suck, guys.
they need to take this thing right here, that part. They need to take that off. Just get rid of that. Graphic design system.
I like the thing underneath it with the hand and the keyboard and
yeah.
all that.
And then they covered it with a huge, ugly logo.
Oh, that logo's terrible. Oh, my God. Wow.
It reminds me of Invader Zim. Outside of that, I don't like it.
In a bad way.
Those people watching the YouTube video, go call them up.
Call them and tell them.
No.
Your website is not exactly up to par.
So wait, you don't even have to stop watching the video. Look, just scan the QR code that's on their website. Just scan that. And then get their app, evidently.
Yay.
Is that just poorly designed?
Guys, don't I jump off for a minute? I'm downloading the Nerds R Us app.
Just to see what it does.
If we lose Dale, it's because he's actually on mobile data right now. So if he sounds with the app, we may very well lose him.
They're so un-tech savvy that I don't know that I would trust them to repair my computer.
I don't Okay. We officially found somebody more so that I would not touch my computer other than our mouth-breathing friend of Geek Squad.
Oh, nice. Yay, someone has replaced the mouth breather.
Somebody has replaced my... over my computer at Geek Squad. Congratulations, you fail.
Oh.
Assassin's Creed Pirates is now $2.49 on the Google Play Store. I have no desire to play that.
All right,
we should stop ranting on those people.
Last week, but I've been making Pathfinder characters for a game that we're going to be doing locally. And I discovered this program called PC Gen. And it's great because now I can create a character in 5 minutes. But it sucks because I can create a character in 5 minutes and I'm driving my DM crazy.
Legitimately, our DM is ready to be like, CJ, you're done. No.
All right.
I want to play D&D now.
Now for a Buffy update.
Buffy updates.
Got up to the musical episode once more with
which he made me sit through.
Oh, please. The unfortunate thing is it wasn't bad. I enjoyed it. Except for Spike. Okay. When Anthony Stewart Heed sings, there's no accent. When there is an accent, it's not too egregious. When Spike, James Marsters, tries to sing, James Marsters is from California, doing a Cockney accent, trying to sing in said Cockney accent.
It's
horrible. Bad.
Oh.
does he not realize that a lot of people that have a lot of people don't
Actually,
sing with a British accent
British
when you
when sing,
yeah, it's the other way around. Like they,
he thinks so. You watch Giles sing and listen to Giles sing in this or Repo, or he does a bunch of stuff for England.
Stop
Broadway.
Bringing up
remember the name of it, but he does a lot of that stuff. And you can, except for a few words, because you know R's are particularly hard and stuff like that. That he's British, you can hardly tell that. But no, he, instead of letting himself sing, and I've heard James Marsters sing outside of Spike voice. And he's not bad. He's not the greatest, but he's not bad. But no, he's trying to do this horrible Cockney accent because for some ungodly reason, he has to be British. Ugh. And that kind of drew me out of it. The rest of it was great. But
that, oh, CJ's that kind of, angry.
That drew me out. That broke the disbelief, honestly. Today released If This Then That, IFTTT, for Android, the application for that. And it has 100,000 ways, approximately, to intrude further in your life than you actually wanted it to.
Great sales pitch.
It's true. Like, yeah. Okay, I have set up now. All right. Text me when there's a new post for Android Nexus News over on Reddit, which is fine. Text me every day the Amazon.com free Android app, which is fine. Mute my phone and turn on vibrate when I get to the office. Unmute my phone when I leave the office. And when I get to the office, text Rachel.
Okay. Just do all of the things for you so you don't have, so
well,
you don't have
well,
to.
That's what it, that's what IFTTT is, Angel.
Yeah, that's what technology is for.
Yeah, that is the exact reason for its existence.
I might do that. Actually, I might get that because that's handy if it automatically put on vibrate.
Which app was it? Was that the same app doing all of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all inclusive in the IFTTT.
Oh, in If. Okay, I thought you were still bringing back the auto silent thing from.
The do not disturb.
You do not disturb.
Yeah. And it's all within If. But you know, there's automatically set your latest Instagram as your wallpaper. These are just some of the feature ones. Ring tomorrow, get a notification, which I'm actually going to turn on as soon as I get done with this. Upload your screenshots to Dropbox. Sorry, I don't do voicemail. Missed calls get an SMS. Let's see here. Mute my phone when I get to the office. Update new Instagram. Whoa.
It's going to rain tomorrow.
It's Florida. It's always going to rain.
Yeah, that's true. Aww. I'll give you that.
Trending. Unmute my phone when I get home. Blah, blah, blah. Turn your ringtone up when I leave work. Mute my ringer at bedtime, which is what's going to happen. keep a phone call log in Google Drive. Automatically enable Wi-Fi when you get home. Mute my device during meetings, which ties into your Google Calendar. Track my minutes. This is kind of funny. The feature is text my wife when I leave work, and right below it is text my other girlfriend when I leave work. Thanks for trolling us, Ift.
So have you guys seen that app?
Is that why I keep getting text messages at the same time every single day?
I was about to make a joke like that.
Have you guys seen the Android app? Oh, I can't remember the name of it. It's like Bro App or something, and it auto texts your girlfriend random stuff throughout the week so that they think you're thinking of them. But it's like, hey, babe, just thinking of you. Or just like random phrases. And it's always, you can set up anniversary dates and stuff like that. It's like horrendously bad. Like, and it's an app that doesn't look like it is that. You have to get
it
to a
certain menu.
Wait,
so it actually texts them when it's an anniversary. I might need to get that.
I think you can set it up for auto pest. So you can tell it ahead of time, hey, my anniversary is here. So it'll automatically do that later on.
Hmm. Hey, honey, magically I'm going to remember our anniversary.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's called Bro App, actually.
Let me know when I'm kicked off my home Wi-Fi so I don't burn through my data plan.
Nice.
Hours worked spreadsheet. There you go, Dale.
There you go.
If Android Police posts an article with an APK download link, send me a link to it via Pushbullet.
Pushbullet is amazing, by the way.
Oh, yes, dude. If I miss a call from someone, add an event to my calendar to return the call tonight.
This is
amazing. Like, but of course, it's 100,000 ways to intrude further in your life that you didn't know you needed before this existed. So let's see. Thief, Pathfinder, Buffy, if. Oh yes. If I'm gonna try and get zoomed down a little bit further here on my shirt.
Also, by the way, I could not find the Nerds R Us app. All I can find was Bad Nerd Open World RPG.
I'm going to turn off my lower third.
Fantastic.
Here.
Yes.
Turn
Which
off
I
my
might play
third.
Because that the...
And the shirt that I have on right now is one from Replay, A Symphony of Heroes.
Woot woot.
Oh my god.
Which there this should is... be a review up by end of next week.
Yeah, there'll be some photos up within the next week or so. There'll be a review up on the site here within the next few days. But oh my god, guys, it was breathtaking. Like, awesome in every sense of the word.
Why don't you shut your mouth because they're not coming to Pensacola?
Why don't you shut your mouth because they're not coming to Australia?
They might. They might come to Sydney before they come to Pensacola. Jeez.
They went to Sydney.
They're going to Sydney? Okay. You shut up. That's too far away for me.
That's too far away, he says. That's like one walkabout for you guys or something.
Come on, that's like right around the corner, kind of like somewhere in Canada being next
Ontario
to Toronto.
Quebec are right next to each other.
Right.
I think we might have to change the age thing to my location.
But they did stuff from Elder Scrolls Oblivion. They did some Chrono Trigger. They did Lair, they did Final Fantasy. Oh, dude, it was beautiful. They had, okay. Jason must have been excited when he was on the podcast explaining everything. Because there's a storyline read from the guy who narrated Dear Esther, by the way.
Nigel Carrington, right?
Yeah, Nigel Carrington, yes.
Yeah, I remember.
Same guy who narrated Dear Esther. And there actually is a storyline of you being the hero traveling through other heroes' stories.
Cool.
Yeah, we missed that.
Yeah, well, he tried explaining it and then I guess like got excited about it or something and then just kind of like went off the rails. there is a storyline, and the storyline is you as a hero learn to become a hero through other hero stories.
Yes. And
so,
you know, once we got to sit through it, and it really, we got to go a little bit behind the scenes and get a little bit more information too.
Yes.
That will be up in the write-up once I get off my ass this week. It would have been in there on Sunday, on Easter Sunday, because I was home. However, I was also in the ER on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Yeah.
So, writing a review Sunday, not feeling good, was not happening.
I hope you're okay now.
I don't have answers, but it is what it is.
Still?
Yes, still no answers. Although, fortunately, the pain that was happening has not happened since. So, here's to hoping.
I'm so nosy, I want to ask and then offer advice.
Due to the graphic nature of said statement, I will refrain from saying it around the boys because, well, yeah.
No, it's just, I have a personal thing is that anytime somebody has a problem, I'm like, oh, tell me so that I can desperately try to help you, although I'm not a doctor. or a psychiatrist or a repair person, but I will try.
No, I will put it this way. I would much rather go through what Katie went through on Sunday night, Monday evening, or whenever she was. No, Monday evening when she was giving birth. Okay. I will put it that way.
But yeah, just, I mean, it is spectacular. Go to, was it Replay-Symphony, I believe it is?
I don't have it in front of me right now.
I'm working on it now.
99% sure it's Replay-Symphony.com.
Yep.
If you can get to Atlanta, there's one in Atlanta, Houston, Toronto, Montreal, Austin, Texas, Monterey, and Mexico City, Mexico. If you can get to a showing of this, do so. And if you're a fan of the show and you know you can get to one of these, send us a message, a feedback at geek-io.com. If you can even think about going to this, let me know and maybe we can do some fun stuff for you.
If I could make the trip to Atlanta, if only.
I mean, it is an experience that you will never forget, honestly. Even without doing the
7th of March, and I didn't even know it.
Even without doing the backstage stuff and meeting with Jason and everything like that that we did, it is an experience that you will never forget.
Hearing the video games that, in my case, CJ and I have both been raised playing, or have grown up playing, and for me, especially Final Fantasy, Chrono Cross and Chrono Trigger, hearing it done by a live symphony orchestra, I'm talking a full symphony orchestra.
Oh, that's cool.
Was just, I because there are Chrono Cross, Chrono Trigger, and Final Fantasy didn't have any videos to go along with it. I'm not quite sure why. I think we may go ahead and reach out and just ask as a curiosity, because that actually made me sad. because there are some FMVs in both Chrono Cross and Chrono Trigger. They're not terribly great or terribly long, but it's a nostalgia thing for me. Just being able to close your eyes and just listen to this rich sound surrounding you with the music that you've grown up playing. And
do you know if those are for sale after they're played? Or they record them?
No, and I wish they were.
Yeah, that does make me kind of sad.
Like, I would buy several of these CDs and like give them to everybody. Seriously, just I would buy so many of them and give them to everybody that I knew and just throw them at people and say, educate yourself.
Man, that makes me sad that I can't make one, because I can get a decent audio recording with that portable recorder. That's sad.
So the world will end if I do not let a Jared be last. So, Alex, what have you been doing?
I hate that so much.
Oh, goodness. I haven't done anything too spectacular, I guess. I mean, I've been home and I've been working. Well, since we're allowed to share personal stuff, like, recently I stopped being single.
Yay!
So there was that.
Yay! What is that?
Let's see. What have I been doing? I've been doing a lot of work. I've been doing storyboards for Manufactured Alliances, which is a Mass Effect fan film group.
Nice.
I've actually been doing some voice work for them, too. I've been working on a lot of my own stuff. I've been doing my editorial work. Let's see. I've been raiding.
Yay.
Let's see. I do that every Monday and Wednesday. We go and we destroy things. We're starting to farm early heroics, so that's nice. I also started playing Skyrim again.
So yes. How do you start for a relationship again?
Because it probably helps.
Wow, and Skyrim?
Well, he's overseas. In Germany, actually.
So it's like mine and Dale's relationship.
So yes. He's just on Skype with me all day.
Yeah, I sit on Google Hangouts with CJ most of the day. That's
yeah, actually, that is strangely like mine and Dale's relationship.
Well, see, I disappear to Starbucks, so, you know, I get to flirt with the baristas, so CJ has to find somebody.
I get Dale.
Rachel and...
Of course, I didn't lighten our favorite barista. CJ goes, bring me home something new and sexy, and I'm like, okay, I'll bring home Sean.
Nice.
And Sean just sat there. He goes, I think I add an interesting level to your relationship. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's things that you just don't know. Don't worry about it. Come on.
Right. Rachel gets whipped cream and douche canoes while CJ gets me. Wow. How depressing.
He gets our favorite trainings in the Outback that look better.
He gets trainings in the Outback. There we go.
Oh, but you know,
somebody's getting screwed in this endeavor, and I don't know in a good way or bad.
I'm getting coffee out of the deal, so I'm good.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a lot of fun, actually. The way that he and I are trying to deal with the fact that there's literally an ocean between us is he and I are just on Skype all day. So he tells me what he's doing because he's actually he's a sound designer, and I met him through the Manufacturer Alliance's group because he's our lead sound designer.
Oh, cool. So
he tells me what he's up to. He sends me clips of stuff. I show him the work I'm doing. He also got to listen to me. It had my first major disaster in Skyrim the other day.
Aww.
Where poor level 5 me was running across an open field when a dragon attacked, and I thought it was all fine until the 2 mammoths and the giant appeared. After which he heard me screaming hysterically, going, no, no! But I managed to not die. I shot at the dragon, which breathed fire and pissed off the giants, and so they finished it off, and then I stood up on top of a rock where they couldn't reach me and shot at them until they died.
I used to be an adventurer like you, and I took an arrow in the knee.
Nice.
Not yet, but someday.
Right. Soon enough, you will take an arrow in the knee.
Hopefully not until a couple of years.
Be too soon now. I've been doing quite a bit of shooting people in the knee. It's great.
Actually, did kill a guard by shooting him in the knee.
Did you later go talk to him and have him reply back with that crazy comment?
Like, actually, I killed him.
Oh.
He was a Palomar guard, and he was traveling with a group of people. And I paused to talk to him, and he's like, so what do you think of Talos? And I'm like, whatever. And he goes, oh, you were a heretic. And I'm like, what?
Nice.
And then I killed him and took his clothes and hit him in a bush.
You hit him in the bush? You hit him in the bush? Did I hear that right?
I suppose hiding him in a bush is better than hiding a gun in a certain...
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Oh, I've heard so many news stories about that, it makes me sad.
I don't even know how you do that.
Usually in Florida, too, and I don't know why. But yeah, I know I don't have to hide the bodies in Skyrim, but I do it anyway because it makes my boyfriend laugh. And I'm like, well, I've dragged him off the road. And he's like, well, where is he? I'm like, well, I put him in a bush, and I took his pants, and I'm proud of him now.
Again, it was like my relationship with Nail.
Yeah, he laughs, and he goes, oh, so you're embracing your Khajiit nature, and I'm like, yes, I'm stealing everything.
I'm still in that bush, by the way, CJ.
Yes, I know.
In that bush.
He would like you to come
I'm on mobile
release him.
Internet, actually.
Oh, man.
That's why I'm on the mobile internet, is because, yeah, I'm still in that bush.
Yeah, that's mostly what I was doing. Actually, about 10 minutes before I joined this the hangout, I accidentally became a cannibal.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
How do you accidentally become a cannibal?
Look, fresh meat, nom nom nom.
I wandered into a tomb, and this lady's
just like DJ's relationship with me. Oh wait, never mind.
Yeah. No, this lady talks to me out of nowhere, and she's just like, I know what you are, and I'm like, pardon? And she goes, come with me to this cave and kill all this undead stuff. And I'm like, sweet. And she's like, okay, you've done that. Now go get a priest and bring him here. And I'm like, cool. And they're like, she's like, excellent. Now kill him. And I'm like, okay. Excellent. You are now a cannibal. Eat bodies and regenerate health. And I'm like, yay, I guess. I'm accidentally a cannibal now.
Okay.
All right.
Huh.
Oh, sounds all like right. My kind of party.
Yeah, although since I'm not playing as a human or an elf, and to my knowledge, you don't normally get attacked by Khajiit, I don't know if it's actually cannibalism or not.
Fair.
It might be normal for all I know. But,
I'm young accidental cannibals.
Yep.
You got that in the show title. I was not paying attention.
That's a normal day in Skyrim.
Yes.
And it might be
a relationship. Just a normal
normal
day.
It's just a Monday.
A normal day. It's a Monday at the Geek IO office.
And everybody wonders why I go to Starbucks and hide.
There we go.
All right. Anything else you've been playing with, Alex?
I bought it, but I haven't played it yet because I actually want to start doing Let's Plays, so I'm gathering up games I want to play. And the first one I want to do is American McGee's Alice Madness Returns because it finally went on sale and I bought it. It's
cool,
so pretty.
Deal.
If you're hearing this right now and it's actually correct, like you're listening to us live or it's like the day after, maybe 2 days later, check Steam because Portal and Portal 2 are on sale for like $7. And if you don't do that, and you don't own them, you should kick yourself.
I actually got both of them.
They did do Portal 2 music at Replay, by the way. It was
nice.
Great.
Nice. Mm. Didn't they have GLaDOS's voice involved directly? Or am I making that up? Okay. I'm trying to remember from the interview. I thought they said they got that involved somewhere, but... Memory's horrible. It's fine.
Go back to listen to episode 50-something or other. 53?
Yeah, 3 sounds good. Why not? I don't
know. I could look it up, but
I just number them. I don't have to keep track of them after the fact. That's why we have an RSS.
Well, that's why you hire me, right?
Yes.
Anything else?
No, nothing especially. I everything I do is more or less freelance, so I'm kind of just right here all day.
Fair enough.
That's not a bad deal.
All right. No, it's really not. All right.
I think that leaves it to me, right?
Episode 54, the wrong segue.
No,
54.
So
I just had it up. There we go.
So close. Now,
exit out of the show notes before I get stuck in there.
Yeah, Urban Dictionary. So,
by the way, random update. It still hasn't uploaded.
Yay!
Nice.
I'm sorry.
Nice. I think I'm last at this point, like normal.
Yes.
So
yes.
One of the Jareds has to be last.
And if a Jared does not come last.
Yes. So it's an old wives' tale. I got a new shotgun mic we talked about last week. It came in. I actually forgot that I ordered the what they call a mini dead boom cat. Pole instead of the dead cat because I can make the dead cat.
Which describes my and CJ's relationship.
This isn't getting any better after I thought I had thought it through, but I didn't. That didn't come out like it was supposed to. I can make a wind cover that is just as effective as the thing I can purchase that will cancel the wind for this microphone. It happens to be called a dead cat. Anywho. Oh.
Just use a sock.
Well, this thing. Oh, jeez.
It's the poor man's pop filter.
Yeah.
If you hang a dead cat over the doorknob, it means that things are going on.
That's typically
Dale's
Friday night.
So instead of a dead cat, I ordered a mini boom pole, which is, I can't get it in screen, but it's. I don't know how to do this without making innuendo jokes. I just don't.
Boomstick now, guys.
I've got a boomstick instead of a dead cat. I just.
This is my mini boom pole.
Dead cat.
Off the tongue.
So I. Oh, jeez. Sorry. This is not going well at all. I've barely
played
with
the mic. Come on, guys. We can't kill Alexandra the first time she's with us.
Please come back. I ordered the mic. I've got to play with it a little bit, not a whole lot yet, because I just got it like 2 days ago. But I will be recording random video with my son, most likely, just to show off the mic. So, in the next interview that JD does, I will be recording that. But I don't think anybody's allowed to see those except the people they're for. So,
Oh, wow. Nice to show off your microphone to one person.
Well, it's a casting director, so I assume if I should be showing off to somebody, it would be somebody that would be paying a friend of mine who would there then reimburse me for my efforts.
You can always record a How It Stacks recording and
put it up on the
What you don't realize is that my camera only records for half an hour, and that show, the recording, if you don't remember, takes like 3 hours.
I'm about to say, I've been there, but I've done that.
That's what I'm saying. If you don't remember, it takes like 3 hours to record that show because we go way off topic, and we have a really large break.
It took longer because I had to play the damn Genesis Gargoyles game.
Yeah. So... I'll be playing with that in
3.5 hours to beat the first level. Jesus.
And messing around with it. We will get to use it at Dragon Con. The funny part was, actually, hold on, let me see if I can get it. Let me see if I can get it on the boom pole. Hold on. Anyway. No, it's not even. All right, so let me see if I can get it on the boom pole. All right, so if you've ever seen a TV show behind the scenes or a movie behind the scenes, you see the big pole with the microphone sticking off the end with the weird fuzzy thing. It's essentially one of those, but a smaller version. So I had that hooked up and was looking at it, and my wife was like, "You're not bringing that to Dragon Con, are you?" And I was like, yes. And she was like, "Can I just not acknowledge that you're there?"
Alicia, I'll be hiding out with you. It's okay.
And I was like, well, but I probably will just have it on the camera. And I showed her what that was going to look like, which is this guy, essentially. I don't know if you guys can see that.
This is great for audio, by the way.
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
Go to YouTube. She was like, oh, wait, is it going to look like that? And I was like, well, I mean, a lot of it should be because I'm going to be one person instead of a person holding the microphone and another person holding the camera. It's a lot easier to do that. And she was like, oh, well... I can handle that. We can be around each other or something along those lines. I was like, really?
The thought in my head was, if Spoiler can make it to Dragon Con, Budlong running around with the camera, with Spoiler running after him with a mic held above his head, while I'm chasing people down trying to get interviews.
Who is Spoiler? What?
I'm just running like with like a spear, like wait, wait, I need your help. Stop.
There is a possible person that may be joining.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, by the way, that describes my and CJ's relationship, chasing down with the boomstick, going, what?
Yes. The answer is yes.
Yes.
So, anyway, I'm actually excited to play around with that thing because it sounds great. I did a test earlier with... my son playing around in the bathtub, not weird angles, just for reference. I've made sure the angles were okay. Cause that's just weird. I know he's only 3, but it's just wrong. I see people put pictures and video and I'm
tasteful
like,
angles.
Yes. Tasteful angles. So can we put that as a show title? Tasteful angles.
Yeah,
can we
do that?
It's not so much that the video might be wrong. It's just, you don't want the wrong kind of people seeing that.
Well, that, yeah. And I just, it's just, I don't know. It's weird. I consider it child pornography. Like it just, I mean, it's not, but it's naked little boy bits and it's not okay.
Hence why I said you wouldn't want to put that up anyway, simply because there are creepy people who be like,
right.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I try to keep good angles.
Tasteful angles.
Tasteful angles. Tasteful. Right. I think that's it for me. So I think we're going.
Yeah. Speaking of tasteful angles.
Yeah, that's everybody. Okay.
Time to pay some bills. Time to get some love going to other stuff on the show or on the network. Time for us to, you know, stretch our bones a little bit.
I gotta make some more coffee.
During the break, we are going to be playing, unless Budlong has another option, Andrew Allen's version of The Legend of Zelda from his replay. Right? Replay? Free play.
Free play.
Free
not,
play.
Well, replay on the brain much.
Well, yes.
Free play the replay.
Right. Now, the reason why we're doing this is he actually had a successful comic book cover CD fund on Kickstarter.
Double CD.
Yeah.
With
all of your favorite comic book movies and music and movies and television shows doing his unique spin on things. So. I'm going to play some homage to him. And on the other side of the break, we're going to try and take more money from you every month, just like another company. Stay tuned.
You've all probably heard about Audible.com before. It's the world's leading provider of audiobooks. Through Geek.io, you can actually get your first 3 months for 50% off. That's only $7.49 per month for the first 3 months. That'll save you over $22. Now, if you're not sure what Audible is, or you're not sure you're even going to like the service, feel free to try that Audible Listener Gold membership for free for 30 days. Remember, that includes one free book. After that 30-day trial is up, your membership will renew for the normal $14.95 per month, giving you access to one credit per month, as well as member benefits. What's that? You say you're already a member? Well, feel free to follow our link anyway, and you can give us a little kickback every time you buy an a la carte book. Check out all the details at www.geek-io.com/audible. And again, we want to thank Audible.com for their support of the Geek.io podcast network.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is JD from How It Stacks here to talk to you about ProXPN. It is a private VPN, which basically means it is going to mask your IP address, protecting your data. So if you're out on the interwebs doing things you might not need to be doing, or if you're banking online overseas, it will help mask your data and keep it completely private. And you can do this for only $6.25 a month regularly, or you can use Geek20 for 20% off. So it's a pretty stellar deal, guys. And I'm just going to be honest, with all of the stuff that we've had going on, it's a good idea to invest in something like ProXPN.com. So I am JD, and I approve this message.
Have you ever purchased a pair of headphones only to find that they fall apart a few months later and you have to buy a new pair? Or end up finding a pair that you love so much, they sound great, they just don't match your style? Go check out Tweaked Audio. They've got 7 styles, with and without microphones, and 6 great colors. They also have wood, which is not a color. These headphones are designed to sound great for music and talk, and engineered for durability. Tweaked even believes in their products so much, they've given us a lifetime guarantee. Head on over to geek-io.com/tweaked to check them out. And don't forget to use our code GEEK and get 33% off your order, plus free shipping.
Hey, this is Willis for How It Stacks, where we watch and rate all the TV shows, movies, video games, toys, and music that you grew up with to see how they stack up as an adult.
Every 2 weeks, we get together, get drunk, and cover topics such as
Voltron,
the WWF,
Mega Man,
Escape from New York,
Escape from LA,
The Labyrinth,
and The Dark Crystal.
Tune in to How It Stacks on the Geek.io Podcast Network every 2 weeks, where we get shit-faced and talk about the nerdiest topics that can come to mind.
My name's Willis.
And I am JD for How It Stacks.
was Andrew Allen's Legend of Zelda cover from his Free Play album, now on sale. If you like the Audible ad mentioned and during the break, just to let you know, hang on for about 30 days, get another book on us, well, on your, monthly thing, because you get a free book for free every month. Just so we get a little bit of kickback, just so it shows that you love us as much as we love you. And you can show your love to us by tweeting at us at twitter.com/geekioshow, sending us a message and a like over on Facebook, facebook.com/geekioshow, gplus.2/geekionetwork. Visit our site, geek-io.com, and our email, once again, feedback@geekioshow.com.
Also, we are taking an anonymous survey of our listeners. I don't know why I'm doing that voice. I like it. I'm going to keep doing it.
No, don't.
Over on our site at geek-io.com.
Dale.
I won't do that.
You're too young, yes. To be Shatner.
A little too young. Only about 50 years, right? Yeah. Also, that actually says a lot about my age and about William Shatner's age. On the show notes for this and other episodes of the network, helps shape the show to the way you, the listener, like it, because we want you to be happy with the show that you create. We might post it and push all the beepy boopy buttons without you. It's just beepy boop buttons without a structure, and that structure, you can have an influence on it. And why do I keep pointing at the camera? That's all. Anyway, click on the link found in the show notes for each of those episodes. And thank you in advance.
Yeah, absolutely. And another way that you can let us know how you love the network is you head over to Patreon, patreon.com/geekio. We have a bunch of really cool rewards. I've actually just updated a few today. Realistic ones and some non-realistic ones, but those are always fun to have too. Show us how much you love us. We try and do a value for value thing. If you get anything out of the 7 days a week content that we give you, send us a little love. Head on over there. We can give you some pimpage, give you some free publicity. Well, free-ish publicity. And, we can help each other out in a lot of ways. So it's patreon.com/geekio. And now on to...
Stop.
Oh, geek out. This week's Geek Out topic comes to us from Jared Budlow.
Yay!
Sam more excited next time.
No, I finally got to pick a topic. Part of the hesitancy is the topic itself. It's something, right? I want to talk about, but I'm not excited about necessarily. I kind of have the same opinion as... not Justin Robert Young, Brian Brushwood, I believe, was talking about it on Cord Killers. So Netflix is raising their prices later this year. Current subscribers get to keep their price for a little bit longer than new subscribers. I think they said they're going up only a couple dollars per month, which, to me, having stopped paying for satellite cable altogether, I could do 10 or even 15 a month and still feel justified in most of the content that I get. Now, they need to keep upping the library, because we're using Amazon Prime a lot more now than we were 3 months ago. Part of that is because of the Nickelodeon content that got dropped and went to Amazon. But a 3-year-old kind of hurts that... that decision process. And I'm like, all right, well, just watch something else that's on Netflix. He's like, no, I want to watch Bubble Guppies. I'm like, well, crap.
Get a better show, yeah. Kid. You don't know what you like. I know what you like.
Right. You don't want to watch Bubble Guppies. The sad part is he actually, whenever we ask him what he want to watch, he's like, I want to watch Amazon. And we're like, okay, what on Amazon do you want to watch? And he's like, Bubble Guppies. I'm like, okay, well, which Bubble Guppies? He's like, you tell me. I'm like, no, that's not how this works. Like, that's not how this works. You tell me. And he was like, I want you to tell me. And I'm like, all right, well, then we're going to watch Bubble Guppies, blah. And he's like,
no, oh. I don't want to watch
actually,
that
Actually, most of the time he's like, okay, because I pick the one I know he's watched regularly, and it usually works. So we're actually trying to teach him because it's weird scenario. Google TV, the Amazon website doesn't enlarge the text of the playlist in their Amazon Prime thing. So you have the video you're watching, and then below that it's like related season videos. That text does not enlarge when you enlarge text in the browser on Google TV. So it's like this big trying to read it from our TV when we're like 15 feet away. So I can't read them. So we've gotten him into the habit of going, all right, well, Bubble Guppies Dinosaurs is actually number 5. So we're like, all right, buddy, which one do you want to watch? And he'll be like, number 3. We're like, done. 1, 2, 3, click. Done. Like, we're good.
Nice.
Lazy parenting / bad eyesight. But it's been good. Bad eyesight. So back onto the Netflix thing. Me personally, I don't have an issue as long as they continue to up the ante with content and preferably, I would say more of their own in-house content, but I haven't watched any of theirs because usually nothing's caught my eye where I'm like, yeah, I really want to watch that. It just, I hasn't done it.
The only Netflix original thing I've seen is Orange is the New Black. That's the only thing that is interesting.
And that, in my opinion, is enough. Like, yeah.
Right.
I have watched, not too in depth, but watched a little bit of Turbo Fast.
Oh, we've gotten to watch it with the kids. Well, I've gotten to watch it with the kids. And actually, it's really kind of stupidly cute.
It's not terrible. any stretch of the measure.
That's the snail one, yeah.
Cars are the snails.
It's kind of cute.
There's a hand-drawn animated version that they do on for Netflix originals.
That wouldn't be too bad. I'd watch that.
It is cute.
I'd watch
that. AJ's actually curled up in bed. Actually, this morning we were watching it. AJ curled up in bed with me, and he's like, we watch Turbo? Okay.
Aww. But just don't watch the movie. Actually,
the movie was given to us, so we had
it. The movie was fun.
I'm with you on this one, Budlong. I'm okay with it as long as it's not astronomical, and they keep up what they're doing. You know, if you keep on keeping on doing what they're doing, I have no problem paying $10 a month for it. It's still less, it's still a viable cord cutting strategy just for Netflix.
And I just use it. I use it a lot. Like, I mean, I don't have satellite, I use it instead of using ProXPN whenever possible. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's a good interface. It has a lot of content I'm looking for already anyway.
Yeah.
And I was actually talking to a friend of mine who just moved to San Francisco and just got a 50 gig connection with 300 gigabit download limit, the data cap. Anyway, we were discussing Netflix and we were talking about, he was trying to stream some videos and he said it was always hiccuping and he had like a 30 meg connection. I was like, you should not have issues streaming HD video on a 30 meg connection. And I was like, if you're having trouble watching Netflix, I was like, stop downloading your porn. but he said, no, Netflix is actually never an issue. It's usually like YouTube or other media from other websites. Netflix is usually perfect. Their crazy technology just works. It figures out what you need. I don't know if that's a Silverlight thing or not, because the Xbox used to do it on their video as well, but it figures out what you need very quickly. And constantly adjusts it as much as it can, without having to drop your stream unless it's just absolutely necessary, which is, it's been brilliant and I've really liked it.
Go ahead. I mean, they're adding a ton of stuff in the next few years. I mean, aside from their, they're renewing all of their stuff for extra seasons, Orange is the New Black starts in June, House of Cards just ended its season. you know, besides that, just remember in 2016, they're getting all of Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Including,
and they're actually
including exclusive content. They're doing Netflix exclusives from Disney Marvel.
Right.
They're doing Daredevil. They're starting to film the Daredevil series. It's probably going to be up early next year.
Yeah, and don't forget what Disney owns now. Everything.
Everything. They are getting full exclusive rights to Disney in 2016.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to take a little while to catch up, but they've already said, I mean, they're planning on grandfathering in current subscribers for a while. I mean, they didn't give exact details.
Yeah,
oh, did they say 2 years? Yes. No, it does say 2 years. You're right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're saying 2 years. So, oh, look at that. That happens to be 2016.
2016. Huh.
Coincidence? Probably not. Yeah. Like, hey, Disney exclusive. Maybe we should charge a little more.
We're like tripling our content for Disney fans. And
I don't know.
Even if we take out the quality content, I don't say take it out. If we ignore that comment, their current in-house specials, or what do we want to call those?
Netflix exclusives.
Thank you. Exclusives was the word I was looking for. So if we ignore their exclusives and the fact that they have great technology, whatever the case is, we can still, in the Verge article we have linked in the show notes, discusses this in the very last of it, but it compares Netflix to Hulu, even at the same price. You don't have to sit through ads. So if I have to pay another $2 a month to not sit through 5 ads every time I watch
a
show,
I'm okay with that.
If it was anything like Hit Bliss, where it's like 15 ads and they're done, you know, different ads, even if it's the same company, give me a different version, like just something that's not monotonous and it's the same thing every, like, what, 5 or 10 minutes in a 30-minute show?
Hit Bliss is free.
Hit Bliss is you watch ads and they pay you to watch the ads and then you can use it on Amazon.
You don't have to pay a monthly subscription.
Well, no, it's the exact opposite of this whole scenario. You have Hit Bliss and you watch ads to get money to use on Amazon. Or Pandora, which I think the boats you guys use for Pandora, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I use it for stuff that's not on Netflix and not on Prime streaming for things that we want to watch. I try to use it for How It Stacks when we can, unless we're watching, a movie from 1987 that's nowhere to be found except through ProXPN. Anyway.
Yes.
Check out How It Stacks. That'll be out next Tuesday.
There you go. Right here on the Geek Out Podcast Network.
Right. What else?
Famous plugs ahoy!
Yeah. Right.
Yay!
Plugs ahoy! Army mateys, I'm looking for some booty.
How are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
I can't.
Then you go to the Starbucks.
You're right. Get some whips and whipped cream, or what was it?
Whipped cream and douche canoes.
Yeah,
right there.
I'll leave the douche canoes alone. They can stay in their luxury sedan. I looked it up on Urban Dictionary.
They were driving a luxury sedan. I'm pretty sure they were in like an Envoy or some crap like that.
No. Well, I looked up Urban Dictionary for douche canoe. Just I was curious what the internet had to say, and it mentioned luxury sedans.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah. Sedans or SUVs, one of the two. It starts with an S.
Yeah, I know.
It's fine. I don't have a whole lot to say more on Netflix other than, I mean, I'm okay with it. Does anybody have an issue with another couple bucks a month for the Netflix experience we've been getting?
I'm okay with it as long as they don't start doing, like you said, what Hulu did. Don't inundate me with retarded ass commercials.
The following program is brought to you by a stupid thing that you're not interested in.
The following program is brought to you by the following. Wait, what?
Yeah. Not okay with that. No.
Blaze is back. That was a really long dinner. Can I just say that?
Well, she went to
That's a really long... Did she go to Melting Pot? Like, what happened? She had to wait for the cheese to heat up and then dip each piece of fish or whatever you put in that stuff. I don't know. I've never been to the Melting Pot. It's too expensive.
Well, I believe she cooks all her stuff from scratch. Like, it's not instant craziness.
Until she kills her.
Okay. All right. So she had to go outside, kill the chicken, slit the neck, and drain the blood out of it.
She stalked the wilds.
Right.
and brought home a deer and went.
She grew some potatoes while we were still doing the show. Okay. All right. That makes a lot more sense. So
well, we're about to wrap up here in a couple seconds. So
yeah. Also, if okay,
it was luxury SUV.
What?
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, you walked. You healthy person. I bet you ate healthy food too. Oh, shakes. Yes. Sweet. Okay, good. Thank you. You made up for the walking. Or you made it worth it. Whenever,
made it worth it. Calorie cancellation. Right. But, okay, here's a different scenario then with this Netflix thing. I doubt this will happen very much, but what if they started pulling content from there and we were starting to pay more a month?
I would be pissed.
I would not be happy.
Then
I would
be like, that will become a problem.
I think.
Yeah.
Be like, nope.
I doubt that'll become an issue, but that's just that's an interesting hypothetical then.
Well, I mean,
the Nickelodeon thing actually hurt them a lot.
It made me mad.
They lost the Starz content, and then they lost the Viacom stuff back to back. Like, it and that hurt them. That was a dark time in Netflix's past. That was during the the Quickster or Quick.
Oh, jeez.
Oh my god!
Yeah, okay.
And then the whole
video
game thing.
Oh man! Video game thing. What?
Hmm? What they need to do video game rentals? Netflix were.
No, that was Redbox. Redbox is doing that still.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I think of PR shenanigans like Quickster, I now can reference American Airlines or U.S. Airlines or whatever it was, and it no longer is an issue. Like they have the worst PR snafu ever.
Oh yes.
Like if you don't know what that is, just if you're easily offended by images, don't dig too deeply. But just look at some safe places you would normally go to get news, and they will censor it, and you don't have to worry about seeing an airplane crash in a very awkward place. Wow, we need to get back on Netflix.
Got dark real quick.
Yeah, a little bit. So Netflix, as long as they're not canceling content, I mean, the Starz thing actually didn't bother me that much. I did watch some of those movies, but it didn't affect me as much as people complained. The Nickelodeon thing, because I have a 3-year-old, is what killed me. I was like, really? Like, all these shows, it was like, I can easily get to all one interface. I don't have to jump between apps like CJ and his multiple Netflix trying to jump between Doctor Who and Torchwood shenanigans like we were talking about a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. I wish they'd bring the new season of Doctor Who to Netflix.
The thing that bothered me about that, the whole Viacom thing, is literally I was in the middle of watching the final season of Avatar with my kids. And they're like, nope.
And
I go to turn it on one day, and I made the mistake of saying, wait, where's Avatar? In front of my kids, and like, Avatar gone?
Complete
Avatar
meltdown.
Gone?
Yes, Blaze, go look for Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert and how they covered the American Airways Twitter snafu. I don't know if they did or not. I could only imagine how they handled that. I kind of want to go look now.
All right, so let's actually go ahead and wrap this shenanigans up.
Yeah, because you guys be up for really, and I'm tired.
You want to try that again, or
I'm tired.
Okay, dude, let's have it clear the first time.
All right. So, Alex, where do you want to point people at on the interwebs where they can find you?
Let's see. I suppose Twitter is probably the best place to point them to first. I'm at @chaos_child on Twitter, and anytime I update anything, I post it there. But if you want to just find my artwork directly, I am chaos2-child.deviantart.com.
Oh, you deviant.
It's free.
Yeah, I haven't had anything on DeviantArt in a very long time. I still have an account, but I'm actually curious.
You have an account?
Yeah.
I'm too poor to afford anything else. So,
I'm kind of curious.
Other than free, so.
When was the last thing I? What was the last thing I posted? Does it even show?
I don't know, but it's worth a look.
Must you?
Oh, okay. So it had to have at least been my proposal to my wife. So that was
wow.
October 7th, 2008.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah. Happy anniversary, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
That's right,
thank you.
Brother.
Yeah, it was the 20th. We were celebrating this weekend by going to a Brazilian meat buffet, is what I like to call it.
Oh, all of them.
Meat coma.
Which describes the finance weekend relationship.
Oh, jeez.
Callback. Yes.
Oh, man. Oh, goodness.
All the meaty, fleshy goodness.
Yeah.
Wait. Why am I the only one doing the show notes and my computer's messing up? Come on, Dale.
Oh, man.
It's fun to watch you struggle.
Dude, my gosh. I put a picture of my eye with pink eye on there. No, that's just dumb. Holy crap. I did stupid things when I was younger. That's weird.
All right. Rachel, who do you have coming on next week?
Our next guest, since we're keeping it in the family the next couple weeks, to pay homage to her, our new little baby geek. We actually have my favorite mommy, Miss Leslie Victorine.
Yay!
Which, too cute, overload.
Sorry.
She got a picture of Logan saying yike instead of light. And it's so cute.
Nice.
Logan says just... light.
Logan in those cheeks.
Oh man.
Disney Geek IO, by the way. She's the co-host of Disney Geek IO. Because Rachel neglected to put that out there. Alright, so who's ready to wrap up the Winter SmackDown?
Winter Movie SmackDown. Oh,
I
wait.
Think everybody is, because it was such a good bad.
Hey, Budlong, really quick, just for the last time, give us the Winter Movie SmackDown.
Oh, really? Come on. Come on. Really?
One last time. Do it.
I'm looking for it. Hold on.
Quick.
Now it's time for the Geek IO Winter Movie SmackDown update.
this is fantastic. Oh,
man. You cannot see me shaking my head right now.
All right,
I can see it in my mind.
Before we get to the unsurprising final standings, let's do some awards.
Sorry.
The freshest movie of the winter belongs to The Lego Movie with a 96%, belonging to Jerry Budlong.
Yippee!
The most rotten movie of the winter is The Legend of Hercules, starring Rage Swastika.
okay.
Swastika? I did not expect that to come out.
All right. Okay.
Serbezja?
Serbezja. What's up with the umlaut over the Z? How the hell do you pronounce that?
Dale!
This is exactly why we put this in there. That's the guy's real name.
Serbezja.
Serbezja.
No, there's a thingy over the S and a chick over the Z.
There's a chick over the S and a chick over the Z. Gotcha.
There's a chick over the S.
So basically, you're talking about your Friday night again.
Relationship. All right. Yeah. It's at a 3%, and that belonged to Dale. And because I thought it would be fun, we have that repeat winner of that award. The Summers movie with the most rotten movie was Dale's Getaway at 2%. The highest grossing movie was Hunger Games Catching Fire, brought Sakani $317 million. Lowest grossed was The Book Thief that brought in $848,000.
Don't hate. You're jealous. Don't hate.
But hang on,
the repeat winner of that one, Rachel, won that last season with The To-Do List.
You're just jealous.
The best value of it was, once again, Catching Fire. Brought Sakani a solid $10 million. The lowest value was The Book Thief. It brought Rachel $56,000.
Hell yeah.
And
just jealous.
The To-Do List also won that last in the summer.
Don't worry, Rachel. We win the worst awards. Woo!
Hell no. My award's epic. Screw you. All
right. So, the final standings.
This is the
in sixth place. Gale with $8.8 million.
Yeah.
That was way back there. Because me in fifth place with $16.4 million.
Yep.
There's not a lot of distance between all the other numbers except for that one.
Dead last.
Jared
but you're still alive.
With $18.7 million.
Yay, I wish I had that for real.
In third place, bringing home the bronze, Rachel with $23.7 million. Wait, $23 million.
See, and you said, and even though I had some of the shittiest movies, you know what? Screw you.
Yeah, true.
In second place, Baby Man came out with $27.5 million, and in first place, Man Baby, aka Sakani, with $28.2 million. So congratulations, Sakani.
Poor Sakani.
You won the Winter Movie Smackdown.
Wow.
Now, next week,
Daryl, you need to
Smackdown.
Win this one. You need to win this one, Daryl. Pressure's on.
Considering it's always been our guest that's won.
No,
Budlong won the first one.
That's Budlong.
Aw. All right. Actually, it was a relatively slow week over on the Geek.io site. So just head on over to geek-io.com to find out all the good stuff. Alien was up on there. I put
There's
up
some
a,
Blizzard news.
I put up a review of an IK of the IK mix of the iMix.
I saw that.
And there's some big time Blizzard news over on the BlizzGeek site. So you know. Get that going for you, which is nice.
Check it out. It's juicy.
Ways in the juice.
I miss Pauly Shore month.
No, I don't at all.
Rachel. Rachel. Damn.
Rachel. It's your turn.
I don't want to read.
Oh, okay. Seeing
still
that,
can be me.
The other Rachel doesn't want to read. Remember, everyone, you can visit our Patreon site over at patreon.com/geekio to help us out with a small monthly donation. If you think we're worth $5 of your, of all, that still gets me. Start over. If you
think we're worth
$5 for all of our content, we'll give you and your site, your cause, or whatever, a shout-out at the top of the show. If you think we're worth $10, we'll read a Twitter-length post just for you.
And what happens if you don't think we're worth $5?
Well,
Dale will
just
keep using that voice.
Just, if you don't, spiders and if, snakes, it'll be great.
If you don't think we're worth $5, feel free to head on over to iTunes and give us a review and let us know why. You can also subscribe to the show as well as all of our other shows. You can listen to us on Stitcher and, believe it or not, Swell. It's a crazy app on iTunes and Android in beta. It's closer to Stitcher where it plays stuff for you on demand instead of pre-downloading, but. It's actually a pretty neat app. Suggest stuff based on your listening habits. But we're on there now as well. So give us an honest review. We'd love to read it on the show. And if you like us, feel free to go to the Patreon thing mentioned earlier and give us some money. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. All right.
The conversation that CJ and I had at Starbucks this afternoon might actually end up bringing us more money.
Yes.
Are we going to start selling whips and whipped cream?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. Close. Yeah, we can go with that.
Sure.
I'll tell you about the whole conversation after we're off the air.
So, speaking of that, anything else before we head on out of here?
No, because it's a
whole show titles for today could be the following. The hostess with the mostest, something in space, babies being born to masturbation jerks, shameless plugs ahoy, download your butt for free, whipped cream and douche canoes, nerds are art, steal his pants and hide him in the bush, accidentally a cannibal, I can make a dead cat, chasing down with a broomstick, or tasteful angles.
That's a good joke. Which one of those
will be? Will it be? Find out when the post goes live on geek-io.com.
If you're exactly. listening to this after the fact, you already know.
Yes. Well, it's still a fun to read it like that. Come on, don't ruin my fun.
I was just joking about how it stacks and how we try to prevent people from knowing what we're doing until like 3 minutes into the show.
A mystery episode.
Yeah, we're never doing that again.
All the images are dropped.
Freaking mystery episode.
We're never doing that again. Oh, hey, for clarification.
Very few times where, a little bit of inside podcasting and how I run things here. Very few times do I actually put my foot down and be like, all right, I'm throwing my boss card into this. That's one of them.
Yeah. No, we don't even want to do that again. Don't worry.
Yeah, I said that before I even got to the end of the episode. I'm talking to Budlong while I'm watching, while I'm listening to it. And he goes, "Oh, don't worry." I go, "Good," because no.
I was like, "What the fuck is going on?" I know it's meant to be like this, but I'm like, what the fuck?
It was great them trying to get around the Master Sword. Or what was it? Yeah, the Master Sword.
Oh, yeah, I chopped out a good like 3 minutes because he just fumbled over it and kept saying Master Sword like over and over.
that was like really the best part of it, and it was only a couple of minutes, and the rest of it just like you're making my head hurt.
Yeah, I know. So we're not doing that again. But
think of better April Fools, JD. Yeah. I'm looking at you.
Actually, he copped up to it. He was like, "Yeah, that was my fault." Anyway.
JD, you're fired.
He doesn't listen to this show.
He doesn't listen to anything else on the network. So.
No.
Well, I guess we're just going to fire him and I'll find out about it another day.
That's the best way to be fired.
You literally should just mail him a slip of piece, a pink piece of paper. Oh my gosh, I can't talk.
Facebook.
Space nerds. From Blaze.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Send him a courier pigeon saying that he's fired with a pink piece of paper.
CJ will be sending you a pink slip via carrier pigeon.
Well, that's Gabe who needs the carrier pigeon. So.
Yeah, I could talk on a. On internet, JD. At least he's up to the 21st century.
Oh, wow.
Anyway,
ouch.
Wrap it up. Wrap it up. What else we got?
Yeah.
We will see you next week with Leslie Victorine and, of course, Alexander joining us once again. And just like every other week, keep calm, geek out. We will see you next time.
Bye.
You have been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network.
Loud noises!
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
Geek.io. Copyright 2014.
I want to get out of here. I want to leave this place right now.
Bits and boobs.
That's what she said. Hey, it's my Pikachu sound.
Hope you like 2014.